Good morning. We're here in Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel, which is the Malachos of Mavshit and Ma'abed. We're still looking at Siman Aleph. We're talking about a case of Mavshit Asaor. We mentioned that removing the skin from a raw chicken goes under the umbrella of the Malachos of Mavshit, and this is relevant for Hilchos Yom Tov. So let's clarify this halacha, how this is relevant for Hilchos Yom Tov. The certain malachas are permitted on Yom Tov because of malachas hachol nefesh. There are lamed hes malachas of the lamed hes malachas. Only a few are permitted because of malachas hachol nefesh, and even those few still have some limitations. For example, in the growing process, planting, plowing, all those things obviously are not relevant for Echol Nefesh or Yom Tov, but let's say harvesting the chur should be something which is relevant for Echol Nefesh. A person wants to take an apple off of the tree and eat the apple on Yom Tov, so it's a melechus Echol Nefesh, but kaitzer is not permitted under the umbrella of the heter of Echol Nefesh. One of the melechus which is permitted is shkita. A person is allowed to do shkita on Yom Tov, in order to have fresh meat. They didn't have refrigeration, so the way they could have meat was through shechting. So that's direct Echol Nefesh, the process of shechting the animal. And now the step after shechting is mafshit permitted on Yom Tov. So theoretically, for the purpose of getting to the meat, a person can remove it in such a way that the hide is not really usable. So the malacha mafshit does not need to be done necessarily. A person can remove the hide in a way where the aura is not usable, and that's not the melacha of mafshit. However, mafshit is permitted as much as it's considered the needs of Yom Tov. Echol nefesh, that's going to be permitted. Once one does shkita, one can do hafshata. A case where shkita was done before Yom Tov, the hafshata should have been done before Yom Tov as well. So that's going to be a problem. Shkita, obviously, a person wants to wait till Yom Tov to be able to have fresh meat. It tastes much better. They didn't have refrigeration, so that's a direct, valid Echol Nefesh purpose. The flaying is necessary to get to the meat. But a person shechted before Yom Tov means he's okay with having meat which is not as fresh. He should have done the Hafshata before Yom Tov. So we now walk into a concept of there are malachas of Echol Nefesh, which could have been done before Yom Tov. Person did the shkita before Yom Tov, he didn't do the hafshata before Yom Tov. We say, you're a bad boy, you should have done the hafshata before Yom Tov. So what's the halacha in regards to malachas of Echol Nefesh, which after Mibon Yom? So if it can be done before Mibon Yom, it has to be done before Yom Tov. Person has that option, it should be done. If there's going to be a significant degradation of the value of the item, the food value of the item, so then one does not have to do it for Yom Tov. So that's the heter for shechting on Yom Tov. But the Hafshata, once a shechter, the Hafshata doesn't make that much of a difference. So if it doesn't have a significant difference in food flavor and food value. So the person has to do it beforehand. If there is a minimal impact, but there is some impact, a person can wait to do it on Yom Tov to do it with a shinui. If there's no impact at all, a person cannot wait to do it on Yom Tov. A person has to do it beforehand. If a person was an onus and was not able to do it beforehand, a person can do it on Yom Tov with a shinui. So removing the raw skin from a chicken, nowadays, the way we, with the system which we use, so there's no reason why you can't remove that raw skin, the chicken, if a person decides to cook a chicken on Yom Tov, a person is allowed to do so. It's melechus Echol Nefesh. He wants to cook it in such a way without the skin, so take the skin off before Yom Tov. A person should do so. A person should not wait till Yom Tov because the melacha mafshit is not permitted unless it's sarach Echol Nefesh, which here it's a melacha which is efshim b'yom. It's possible to do it beforehand. A person is mechuyav to do that beforehand. A person, whatever reason, was an onus, realizes all of a sudden that they're planning to make the chicken, and they have the chicken, and then they something happened which prevented them from taking care of it for Yom Tov, they could do it with a shinui. If a person realizes on Yom Tov that he needs an extra chicken, he has more guests than they expected, and he decided to cook on Yom Tov. So over there, it was not Efshim B'Yom, and the whole tzarech developed on Yom Tov. So in that situation, a person can remove the skin of the animal, excuse me, the animal of the chicken, of the person would be permitted to remove that skin without doing a shinui, because it was not Efshim B'Yom. So we've introduced it here in this concept on Yom Tov, that even in cases where there's a heter melechus zechul nefesh, if it's efshim b'yom, one is mechayev to do it before Yom Tov and not wait to do it on Yom Tov, unless there's going to be some degradation to the flavor or the quality of the foodstuff, which then in that situation one is not mechayev to do it beforehand. Have a good day.